I tell you guys something, okay? Never do that. Never choke a guy out unless it's life or death, because you can actually kill them, okay? So don't take what I'm saying lightly. I'm just telling you guys a story that happened to me once upon a time, and I really highly recommend that if you ever defend yourself and you put somebody to sleep, be very careful that you make sure you're doing this in a life or death situation, okay? And I felt like this guy, I could not get him off me, and if I punched him, it would have escalated the situation. Now, I'm a big believer not escalating the situation. Now you guys are gonna start thinking I'm a troublemaker, but this is really, honestly, 100% self-defense, 100% self-defense. Once upon a time, I got into a little thing with a guy in the street, and he was drunk. He was like not well, and I took him down. He wasn't a trained guy, young, strong kid, older than me for sure. He was probably like a few years older than me, but still a very young guy. And I had done this. This is way back in the day. Okay, this is like over 10 years ago. Okay, so don't hold this against me. I took the guy down. It was winter time, and I was wearing a winter jacket, a very thick winter coat, and I choked him. I put him in a mataleon. I put him in a rear naked choke, and I choked him out. Now, when I choked him out, my coat was super thick. It was actually a double jacket. I remember this jacket. It's like a jacket within a jacket. So in case you really like. Really want to be warm, you put that second layer. In Canada, it gets to below 40. So I had this double jacket. I remember it's the only double jacket I ever had, and the jacket was really thick. And I was wearing both layers that day, that night, and I choked him out in the street. I left him out there in the street, and I turned around. He was choked out. There was a little bit of drama going on. I choked the guy out. The guy was on the street, but I thought he was out. But because I was wearing that jacket. When I choked him out, that jacket didn't put it on as tight choke as I would expected it to be. So the guy kind of went out, but then when I turned around, he had gotten back up after I was dealing with other dramas. I had a couple other friends that were kind of fighting also. I turned around, the guy was back up on his feet, coming back against me again to get some revenge. Now, typically, when you choke out a guy out cold, when they wake up, they don't know what's going on. Like they're really out if you really put them out. Now, my group were more numerous, or were maybe like 10 guys, and I was dealing with two or three individuals, and I felt like I had a one-on-one with the guy. Like I didn't feel like if I grabbed him, I wasn't outnumbered, let's just say. Okay, so it was just me and him, and we did our little dance. It didn't last long. Obviously, I'm a very trained opponent, trained person, and I choked him, and I was trying to break things up. I was trying to calm everybody down, but this guy popped right back up. This guy popped right back up, and I wouldn't throw a punch, Thierry. That's in my opinion, what escalates the situation. It's very dangerous. I'd rather just kind of grapple the guy. If I outnumber the guy, if I'm fighting one on one, I'll use grappling. If I'm fighting two or three individuals and it's just me, I wouldn't use any grappling. I would use striking, of course, because if you as you're grappling, you're gonna get attacked by another opponent. But if you're a striker, you could deal with one opponent. In a very few seconds, right? If you're a seasoned striker, you could throw a punch, a kick, an elbow, a back fist, something they've never seen before. You can knock them out with a single shot and move on to the next opponent. And of course, you can use a lot of movements to keep them aligned so they can't attack you at the same time. You could put your back up against the wall. You can use different strategies. However, if you grapple, it's going to be very difficult if you're grappling with somebody on the ground to defend yourself against two others. I would think it's almost impossible. But that being said, I also think that if I strike a person, I'm escalating the situation. Now I've really made this life and death situation, because this person now is really fearing for their life. But when you grab on somebody, put them on the ground, you can kind of talk to them. You can tell them, "Hey, calm down." I've done that before. Like try to show the guy, "Look, you're not getting away. You're not going to be able to do anything here. Just calm down." And a great example of that, a fantastic example of that, is Matt Serra. Actually, there's a fight of Matt Serra that's been filmed and post it online. Let me see if I can find that. I don't know if many of you have seen this, but it's such a great example of control. Matt Serra is in a restaurant. He seems to be in a restaurant, and some guy is he's getting into a fight with some guy, and he mounts this guy. He's in total control of this guy, just kind of like laughing at the guy, kind of telling the guy, "Hey, calm down, just relax, dude." And the guy's obviously drunk, acting crazy, trying to hit Matt Serra. And Matt Serra was in a mount position. Matt Serra could have knocked his lights out. Matt Serra could have hurt him bad. But actually, he was a true gentleman about it. And I was really amazed. I thought he, you know, he stayed really calm because, you know, it could be very frustrating to fight a guy, to control a guy, and he's still trying to punch Matsuera from the bottom. You know, like he didn't, he was completely controlled by Matsuera. He was completely dominated by Matsuera, and the guy was still trying to punch Matt. He was still trying to hurt Matt from the bottom, and the guy was just being a complete ass. You know, I traveled to the States a lot, and I'll tell you something. There was a time, actually just in California, where I almost felt like I had to throw a strike in the streets. Okay, I'll tell you, it was broad daylight. I was getting one of those scooters you rent on the app. You know, you scan your phone, and I was hanging out in California. I was there for a fight, and I was scanning one of the scooters, this electric scooter. You get on it, and you can go around, do, you know, go to eat or whatever. So I was trying to scan the scooter, and this guy walks up to me, and he was kind of scanning it, the same scooter I was scanning, and I was a bit surprised because he didn't say anything. He just kind of pulled out his phone and was trying to scan it. And I was like, oh, excuse me, is this one yours? Because you can lock one. So let's say I go for a ride with this scooter and I get to the place where I want to eat or shop or whatever. I can park my scooter, lock it with my app so nobody else can take it. It's still charging you for the time you lock it, but you kind of reserved one for you. So I thought he had reserved it. It was right outside my hotel room. And he was kind of hovering over me, trying to scan the same scooter. And I said, oh, excuse me, is this one yours? My apologies. You know, go ahead. And then he kind of walked away. He kept walking towards me. And he was like, hey, you're a UFC guy. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not. He was asking me if I was a UFC fighter. I said, no, I'm not. But the guy was obviously high or drunk. Completely high or completely drunk. So he's like walking up to me. Big guy walks up to me and says, I want to show you a picture. He's like, look at my phone. I want to show you a picture. And I kind of walked away because the guy was totally drunk or stoned. I think maybe both. Okay, the guy was not well. And he was kind of stumbling around. And I backed away and I said, no, thanks, man. Have a good day. And I walked away. And the guy started following me. And then as I was walking around, I was trying to avoid him at all costs. And I'll tell you one reason why. Okay, now, one, I want to avoid violence at all costs. Absolutely. But two, I'm not an American citizen. Okay, I'm a Canadian citizen. If I fight in the street and I get arrested, I don't have Miranda rights. You know, I don't have the right to remain silent. I don't have the right to, at least from what I understand, I don't have all these rights that an American citizen will have. Now, I may be barred from coming in the country. Now, of course, it'd be self-defense, but I'd have to convince that to a judge. And I, of course, I go to the States, I don't know, maybe like, let's say 15, 20 times a year. And I make my living going to the States. It's a very big part of my life. Going to the United States is a very big part of my life. It's a great privilege. So, of course, I avoid breaking any laws at all costs. I will avoid breaking any laws in the U.S. of A. And make sure that I'm always welcome there. So this guy is trying to walk towards me. And I walk away. And he kept following me. And he kept telling me, hey, come here, man. And I was like, have a nice day, sir. Have a nice day. And the guy kept telling me, hey, you're being disrespectful. So I just walked and said, hey, have a nice day. Now, he was really drunk, and I crossed the street, and the street was a kind of a bit of a busy street. So when he got to the street, he kind of got a little bit scared, and he was thinking he didn't want to cross the street. He kind of got scared of the traffic, and I kind of walked away, and he kept yelling at me from across the street. And I was thinking to myself, dude, if this guy keeps following me, I'm going to have to, I hate to say it, but I would probably have to throw a right hand. And I wouldn't take a chance. You know, the guy was like a really weird guy. I don't know if he was mentally, I don't know if he was crazy in his head or something, if he was like a, but he was definitely stoned and high, stoned or drunk. Definitely one of the two. And I think personally both. I think he was both drunk and stoned, or he was just not well. And he kept like kind of like trying to get me to look at his phone. Why the hell would I look at your phone? So that was one instance. Let me tell you, very recently, I thought I was going to have to throw a punch. And I was very sure because the guy was very adamant about me looking at his phone. Very weird individual. Seriously speaking. If I had to defend myself, I would. I think I would have thrown a right hand if it was in Canada, if I didn't have to worry about getting in trouble legally. So there's your answer to you. You know, I do worry about the law, but mostly in America. Because in Canada, I think I can get away with it defending myself in the street. But in America, I wouldn't take the chance. I wouldn't want to get barred from going to the United States.